I saw you in then the VIP bottle service in Hennessy. My heart went crazy, it skipped a beat. I thought that you could be with me. I walk over to you, we lock eyes. You're my wife and I realize you're with my friend and it's no surprise. Watching you two makes my flag rise. I have a cup, cup crush on you. I have a cup, cup crush on you. I hide in the closet, let you do what you do. I have a cup, cup crush on you. So baby, grab your phone, start to swipe. We need to spend some time getting it right. I don't want you to be alone tonight. I want you to cheat without a fight. When you're in the bed with my favorite guy, I hide myself and try not cry. I love you, lady, but I won't lie. My therapist even wonders why. I have a cup, cup crush on you. I have a cup, cup crush on you. I hide in the closet, let you do what you do. I have a cup, cup crush on you. Grab a man and let's paint the town. I'll stay in the corner and watch it all go down. I promise not to make a sound while you and neighbor ground and pound. It's so lovely to be your man. I can't do what the other guys can. But when you're happy, I feel grand. He can be your lion, I'll be your lamb. I have a cup, cup crush on you. I have a cup, cup crush on you. I hide in the closet, let you do what you do. I have a cup, cup crush on you. I have a cup, cup crush on you. I hide in the closet, let you do what you do. I have a cup, cup crush on you.
I love to watch you get screwed.
I have a cup, cup crush on you. I just love watching dudes. I have a cup, cup crush on you. Feel free to get loose. I have a cup, cup crush on you.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey there, cats and kittens. Just jumping on to let you know that we are doing a TCB Classic episode today because of Blue. Yes, Blue, my 12-year-old Yorkie, who cannot for the life of her figure out how to navigate this little world of hers without using that bark box every 15 seconds. But she is my dog, and I do love her. And last night, she came down with a case of acute hemorrhagic diarrhea syndrome. Now that's a mouthful, and I'm gonna spare you all the gory details, but let's just put it this way. Blood coming out both ends. So after a long night of following around with a mop and a bucket, I decided the best use of my night was to spend time at the emergency vet. Blue's okay, she's on the mend, but rather than record, we're gonna monitor Blue and make sure that she'll be back with that bark box on future episodes of The Commercial Break. I gotta be honest, it's kinda quiet around here. It's almost as if I miss the barking. I don't miss the barking, but it's almost as if I miss the barking. All that said, I made a promise to a young lady. Her name is Bella, and her and her mom listen to the show. And if you listen to the show, you know I made a promise earlier in the week that I would do a Polly Couch Cushions episode. And because we always keep our promises here at The Commercial Break, I'm replaying our very first Polly Couch Cushions episode, which didn't happen to be all that long ago. So let's all just roll with it, give Bella what she wants, let Blue calm down and get better, and we'll be back next week with fresh episodes. One more thing before this episode gets started. We have been talking about The Commercial Break's very first merch drop. Chrissy and I earlier in the week had said that would be August 4th through the 18th. The powers that be have made the decision that that merch drop is actually happening August 8th through the 22nd. It gives us a little extra time to make sure that the merch is correct, the website works, and that Chrissy and I have had an opportunity to take a look at it. August 8th through the 22nd merch drop. And August 8th is when Chrissy and I will be streaming TCB Minus. I'll talk more about it in the liners, and you can find all the information at The Commercial Break on Instagram or on our website. Until next week when we meet again, enjoy this TCB Classic.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to the commercial break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. I was at, maybe it was a coffee shop, maybe it was Starbucks. I was up there and I was talking to somebody, some guy that was standing there. And I forgot how the conversation started. He had like a bag of plantains or something, and he was mentioning something about coffee, and I said, oh, you got some plantains. My wife is Venezuelan. She likes plantains.
Mm-hmm.
To which he replied, oh, your wife is Venezuelan. And I said, yes, she is. And he goes, oh, well, she must have, that was a really, probably a really tough childhood she had. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, I know there's a lot of starving children there, and, you know, the education system isn't so good. And I said, are you a moron? This is the thing you get when you have a bi nationality, when you like have a mixed family, mm-hmm. right? People, and listen, I know I've been guilty of this in my past too. So in my head, at least, I don't usually say these words out loud, but people make these huge umbrella assumptions about Venezuelans. It's not Ethiopia in the 1980s. Venezuela was one of the richest countries on earth. Before Hugo Chavez took over
mm-hmm.
and decided to suck all that money from the Venezuelan people. It's also one of the most educated countries on earth. My wife has two master's degrees.
Yeah,
I have a master in nothing. I barely went to school. I barely made it through school. And my wife had a relatively, generally speaking, normal childhood and grew up in a middle-class home and, you know, very nice things. Caracas, I hear, is one of the most beautiful places on earth. But the assumption sometimes that is made when I say that my wife is Venezuelan mm-hmm. is that I took some, you know, poor...
You like adopted some, her.
I adopted
of,
her out of poverty.
Her.
Yeah. And the uneducated poor woman that I adopted. And this is not... what's that movie with Julia Roberts?
Pretty
this
Woman.
This is not Pretty Woman. I didn't pull her up out of there. She pulled me up
yes,
out of poverty.
That is
yes.
true.
And I pulled her into poverty is what happened. Okay? All right? She was doing just fine until she met me. This isn't like a sympathy plea that I made because I like to bring home stray cats. Astrid is well-educated, well-spoken, well-to-do. I mean, well-to-do in general sense, right? She's middle class. But I hate it when people just make these stupid assumptions.
I know.
And he was like, how did you guys communicate at first? And I was like, with words? What do you mean, how do we communicate? Unlike the United States of America, Venezuela is not under the assumption that everybody in the world is going to speak Espanol.
Well, and she wasn't like a mail order bride.
Yes.
That you were communicating with
yeah.
like a translator from her computer in like a shack.
That's right.
Somewhere.
I didn't pay per minute to text
yeah.
her and have it translated. I didn't take a tour bus around the country to. Dance halls looking for women. I mean, I didn't do that. That was we met through a mutual
That's
friend.
That's 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes, 90 Day Fiancé or that Russian mail order
right,
bride
yeah.
thing that we watched that one time. But it's just like, you know, it goes without saying that Venezuela is taking a lot of heat right now thanks to some people elected duly into office. That Venezuela is taking a lot of heat and that particularly Trump has flip-flopped a lot on Venezuela. When he was in office last time, he wanted to protect the Venezuelans from the communist government. Now the Venezuelans are invading the United States of America. They are more educated. They are harder working. Do you know that almost 75% of all working-class male Venezuelan immigrants are working? That's
mm-hmm.
more than any other population, domesticated or undomesticated in the United States. They are educated, highly educated by and large. A lot of them speak the language. It's just kind of silly. They're silly
yeah.
assumptions. And I know we make these assumptions about a lot of different types of people. It's not just Venezuelans. It happens to be the one that's close to my family. But it just drives me up a fucking wall. I just wanted to know if you liked plantains, dude.
Yeah.
Christina Amanyanpour. I didn't need your world dissertation on the state of Venezuela. Really, honestly. I think that, you know, we could probably learn a little bit more from people who want to better themselves and better than family. Here's the point. Here's the point that I've been making for a long time, long before we became so tribalized. And long before I met my Venezuelan wife, because I had Venezuelan friends who were essentially my family. That's how I got into the Venezuelan culture and how I met my wife. Geography and where you're born, your nationality, is really a lottery. And when you think about it, that's the only way to describe it. It is like a universal, you win or you don't win, you're here or you're there kind of lottery. You don't choose where you're born, and you don't choose to whom you're born, and you don't choose which lines you're born within or without. You don't. So the fact that a lot of people, especially it seems like right now, get fired up about that imaginary line in the sand and whether or not someone has crossed it or will cross it to make a better life for themselves generally, then I say fuck you, because it's a lottery and you won it this go round. But what happens if you don't win it next go round if you believe in that kind of shit? And what happens if someday that imaginary line in the sand moves to the other side of you to not include you? Right? Because, you know, United States is the greatest country on earth. I firmly believe that. But maybe it's not always going to be. And maybe you're going to want to go somewhere else. And then they're going to say, fuck you, because we don't like you because you were born in that country. It's such a stupid thing to get all upset about. And I'm not trying to get on a high horse. Immigration is a hot button issue right now. It really is. And you don't have to be a genius to figure out how I feel about it. I have a Venezuelan wife. You don't need a doctorate or you don't need two master's degrees to figure out how Brian Greene feels about this. I think it's really silly for us to feel so incredibly spiteful and hateful to someone because they were born on the other side of an imaginary line. I really do. Do I think we need immigration reform? Absolutely. If you walk into my house and you're a criminal, do I want you here? No, I do not want you here. But if you're here with good intent and you want to do some good and you feel like you're going to contribute to the household, I'm going to listen. I'm at least going to give you a chance, right? And all that aside, it's our constitutional obligation to give someone their ability to argue their case.
Yeah, I mean, the nation was built on with immigrants.
That's it. Yeah. We're all immigrants.
We are.
We're all immigrants. Very few of us are natives to this land.
Yes.
But how quickly we forget that when it's time for vitriol, hate, and spit. And I don't understand, for the life of me, how some people are sleeping at night when the things that they're doing to families and to children, and then the people who are cheering them on. It is hate as a sport, and it is fucked up. It is really fucked up.
Yeah.
And and I think that while this guy may not have been one of those people, I don't know, I didn't stand around to talk to him about his particular political leanings. It just sounded really ignorant. Like the whole thing sounded really ignorant. That's not just a
generalization of anybody from a country.
Yeah, he's believing the generalizations that are being put out there. Take the time to get yourself educated about the people you're disliking so much. It's so fucking silly, guys. It's fucking silly. We can argue about the debt ceiling and, you know, whether or not these laws should be enacted or we should go to war or not go to war, whatever. We can argue about that in the halls of Congress. That's why we elect officials. But and I don't believe in war either. But when we are at home in our own backyards and we are literally beating the shit out of people who did nothing except for cross an imaginary line to get a better life. I think we should really reevaluate our place in humanity, because that is silliness. And then when we're believing the lines that are fed to us without any evidence to the contrary, zero evidence that it's true, it's really kind of fucked up. It's really fucked up.
I agree.
And it makes me just sad. It makes me sad. It makes me sad for everybody that is getting caught up in all of this drama. It makes me sad for the people who are probably somewhere deep down good people who are just getting caught up in the Facebook posts and the Twitter feeds and the constant barrage of bullshit that's coming at them that they're believing. And it makes me feel most sad for the kids, the children.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Who are getting ripped from their families or their families ripped from them. And then just from the children who are just born in this country right now, who are going to have to at some point act like the adults that we are not being. That, my friend, is the saddest thing of all, is that the kids are going to have to pick up all these dirty fucking pieces because we refuse to act like humans. And that is silliness. Silliness. Off yes. my high horse, because someone likes plantains does not mean they grew up in poverty, uneducated, unable to speak any language whatsoever. Okay? Just remember that next time you're talking to somebody. Okay, Chrissy.
It's the happiest place it's on the earth.
Fuck you. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol? Chrissy and I were talking about the fact that Poly Family, a show that yes. Chrissy and I hated, but we were watching anyway, just all of a sudden up and left.
It just disappeared.
I cannot find for the life of me any information.
I can't either.
About Poly Family.
Usually there would be the little Google thing that says, you know, like somebody else had asked yeah. what happened to the show. But it's on IMDb. It's gone. It's not. I mean, it's there. The first six episodes are there. But they totally left it because they were, there was a storyline happening.
I'm asking ChatGPT to see if he can see if it can search the web and find any information. Poly Family has not officially or formally been canceled, but all signs point to it being gone.
Yeah.
Reddit viewers note that episode 5 and 6 aired back-to-back and were labeled the season finale with no announcement of more episodes.
Oh, I didn't realize that was labeled season finale, but there was a whole storyline.
Yeah. However, speculation is that TLC quietly ended it early, likely due to low ratings and backlash against cast member Sean, who had been linked to controversies.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Sean was the one that nobody wanted to sleep with?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. He was the one that none of the girls got excited about.
Yeah.
Controversies was Sean involved with? Question mark. We are learning this in real time. This is the fog of war, kids. I'm having ChatTCB figure it all out for us. Alleged emotional and psychological abuse.
Ooh.
Say it isn't so. Reddit users frequently describe him as controlling and volatile. Control and rage seem to be how he monopolizes the family. It's extremely abusive. Okay. Past
accusations.
I cannot talk today. I am having such a problem. What is wrong with my mouth? Past accusations of sexual harassment. Viewers shared claims that Sean was fired for sexual harassment from a workplace or high school coaching role. Ooh. Involvement of Child Protection Services.
Wow.
Multiple temporary custody modifications were filed by his ex-wife, citing immediate danger and inappropriate online interactions with a minor. Mm-hmm. One ex-wife reported that the Department of Human Services and police intervened after allegations of leaving his daughter unsupervised with stepchildren associated with a sexually acting out committee. What is that? I don't even know what that means. Multiple ex-wives and multiple paternity claims.
Multiple ex-wives.
Oh.
Huh. I thought they didn't. They didn't have any kids, I thought. I mean, they had the one. Well.
But they're saying he had.
Like previously.
Yeah, he had previously.
Oh, he did.
Yes. Wow.
Okay. Well, that's a reason to yank it.
Okay. Well, good night. See you later. Poly yeah. Family no more. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. I had no idea. This is the thing is like, you know, you get involved with these television shows and then months and months later, all this bullshit comes out. It's like I was watching 90 Day Fiancé the other way a couple of years ago. And there was a guy who was a sperm donor,
that's
quote
right.
unquote. And then they had the Netflix documentary, The Man Who Spermed the World or something.
Yeah,
I don't know what
yeah,
it was called.
It was, yeah.
And to find out that he was a part of a cult, essentially, that was running around trying to make as many children as possible so that they could have their own little fiefdom of kids running around. They wanted their DNA to be like a lineage throughout the world and history by multiplying. But they had to essentially impregnate enough women to make that happen, which is crazy. That's like a weird, I don't know, God fetish or yeah. something like that. But I had no idea about any of this with Sean. And now I can understand why TLC may have quietly shelved this.
I think so, too.
But Sean definitely was the X factor in the family, for sure.
Yeah, he was. And he was kind of mean.
There was an episode, first episode.
With the kid?
Yes.
Yes, I hated that.
Where the two fathers, so Poly Family, in case you don't know, in case you have your head in a hole and you're not listening to the commercial break, Poly Family is another, you know, kind of, I don't know how to say this, like fetish porn from TLC, where they get into weird situations in people's lives and make a whole television show about it, where two families had gotten together, two couples, a man and a woman, a man and a woman, living under the same roof, all of them fucking each other.
Well, no, not all of them. It was just the men.
The men fucking the women.
The men would basically switch
every other day.
You were with the other woman.
But the women weren't together
and the men weren't together.
Yes. Well, the one woman did want to be with the other woman, but she had said no.
Right.
So it was all weird. Like, right, you know, okay, you get the premise. Then they had kids.
Then the other couple had previous kids they brought into it. And then everybody got pregnant like three different times. I don't know. It was
weird. Okay, it's hard to follow. And really, it was non-instrumental to the story, so I never really paid attention to whose kids were whose. They wouldn't even tell the children.
The two older kids were not Sean and his wife, the other couple.
Yeah. So they're sitting at a table. One of the daughters comes home. One of the younger daughters comes home from school. And one of the fathers, not Sean, can't even remember his name. Not Sean.
Who was the biological father?
Yes.
They're the ones that brought those two older children into the marriage.
He starts talking to the daughter. And Sean is sitting at the table also. And he says, nope, not going to do this. You got to go downstairs. You're grounded. And the father, the birth father of the child is like, what's going on? And he says, she's grounded. She was grounded and she can't sit here and talk because she's grounded. Finish your food and go downstairs.
Yeah.
And he doesn't cause a stink. The birth father doesn't cause a stink. But when the girl leaves, he explains, I just wanted to talk to my daughter after school.
Yeah, I've been at work all day.
Yeah.
And he's
like, don't make me out to be the bad guy. She's grounded. And so she needs to live up. I didn't know talking was against the grounding rules. I mean, I was grounded a lot when I was a kid, but I was still allowed to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, especially to my parents. That's all I was allowed to do, essentially. It was just really weird. And Sean was always getting upset about something or other in the situations. He was jealous. He was mad. He didn't like the other guy. The other guy was stepping on his toes. He couldn't be a parent. And go figure, the ladies did not want to have sex with him. They got all excited about the other guy when it was his night to sleep with them. They got all excited and shaved their legs and put on perfume. But it was Sean's night. They were like, wah, wah. It was like you could tell they just weren't as emotionally, physically, or sexually as involved with Sean. As a matter of fact, the very last episode that I saw, one of the couples, the Sean and one of the women, went to a tantra yoga sex therapist to get their mojo back.
Uh-huh.
And Sean looked like, I don't even know any other way to say it. He looked like a circus clown trying to fit in church. I mean, the guy really looked like he was out of his element. He did not know the first thing to do or say when it came to sex or the kind of foreplay with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know that any of these allegations are true. I'm not saying they are. This is literally Chat GPT sucking up bullshit information from the internet. Could just be people talking, because that's what happens when you get a certain amount of notoriety. People come out of the woodwork saying stuff about you, and most likely, most of it is not true.
Yeah.
But this chat is citing some references that are not Reddit, like news stories. So maybe Sean was up to no good. And so if that's the case, doesn't TLC do any vetting of these people?
Background checks.
If I can figure that out in 1 second, doesn't somebody at TLC go, we should probably check this guy out?
Yeah, right? Or speak to his ex-wife. She might be coming back around with some allegations here.
Well, if there's multiple legal custody hearings, you can get that information. It's all, you know, you can't. When it comes to families, I think a lot of that stuff is like the redacted, but you can still pretty much figure out what's going on. Plus, you hire a private eye, they can figure out anything. That's what private eyes do. They go through your personal information, even when it's sealed. All right. Okay. So let's take a break and then we'll be back. Hey, I know you're expecting Rachel, but I wanted to drop in and let you know about two very special events you should think about, maybe possibly putting on your calendar. Friday, August 8th, Chrissy and I will be watching Rally LA Live while we stream and break it all down. Rally LA Live is a drug lord movie starring Eric Roberts and our favorite preacher, the venerable Pastor Kenneth Copeland. I don't even know if what we are doing is legal, but I know it'll be fun. Stay tuned to our Instagram page for more details. Then, on that same Friday, August the 8th through the 22nd of August, we'll be dropping our very first merch line. That pre-order window only stays open for 2 weeks, so you'll need to go to shoptcbpodcast.com. That's shoptcbpodcast.com to pre-order some very good-looking merch. We're super excited about it. It's limited time. It's exclusive. Once it's gone, it's gone. And like a late-night infomercial, if you pre-order merch in that two-week window, we're going to give you an exclusive TCB sticker with every single purchase. So follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Pay attention to the website, tcbpodcast.com. Text us if you want a more personal touch, 212-433-3TCB, and subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak so that when we start streaming, you get notified. And last but not least, make sure to grab your merch August 8th through the 22nd, shoptcbpodcast.com. Let's pay some bills and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Okay, speaking of Sean and douchebags, somebody sent this to me on the TCB phone line, 212-433-3TCB, and you feel free to send content ideas. We get quite a few. Some of them are right for the show, some of them are not. Some of them we just haven't gotten to yet, so don't take offense if you send something and I haven't gotten to it yet. Someone's claimed that this might be the new Frankie B, like the new younger Frankie B.
Oh, really?
And I thought, well, those are hard shoes to fill. But maybe, but maybe. So let's take a look at this guy. He's kind of flying around social media right now. A lot of people talking about this guy and his personality, so to speak. I'm not going to say too much more. You want to take a listen?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Three reasons why you're not getting laid even when you're in shape. Because it don't fucking matter, bro. It's about so much more than that. And if you think that's it, you got the whole game fucked up and twisted, man. All right.
There's so much to digest.
I don't even know where to start.
Okay. Let's start with the black leather sofa he's on and then the two or three or four throw pillows that are just thrown to the side.
Yes, that's definitely not leather, it's pleather. Let's
yes,
not get it mixed
yes,
up. He's got a big black pleather couch, a white wall behind him. Chrissy's right, there are three throw pillows for no good reason whatsoever, thrown next to him for no good reason whatsoever. In no order, they're just stacked on top of each other. This is a huge dude. He is a big, beefy guy, probably in his early 30s, I would imagine. High and tight on a little thin Italian beard, eyebrows till Tuesday. Yeah.
I mean, well manicured. But definitely their statement.
Yes. White button down short sleeve shirt, which is a choice. It's a look and it's a choice. I just want you to know that.
And gold chain.
He's only got two of the buttons buttoned. And then he's got a huge black belt with a buckle, huge watch on, tattoos up and down his arms and on his chest. You have to see this guy, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And that accent is unforgettable. Forget about it.
Guys, let's get into it. We came from no women at all, out of shape, overweight, to having girls that truly...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is Team Coach HP is where you can find him in case you're interested. I'll give him a shout out. He is now showing pictures of what I imagine is him. He doesn't look the same, but okay, maybe the beard is different.
He doesn't have the hat on.
Yeah. There is one picture of him holding a girl, just holding a girl with her face blurred out. And right next to it is a picture of him at what looks like a club or something. I guess.
And
he's licking
mouth
her mouth.
While he's taking a selfie.
And looking at the camera. Mm-hmm. It's disturbing.
Listen, I didn't say this shit. God said it, okay? She's supposed to obey and submit to you. So that's what we do. We run on submission in a pod.
Oh, there we go. What does he even mean by that? I didn't say it. God said it. You have to be, and I'm just going to say this. I don't know who you are, and I'm sure we're going to be fast friends after this video. But God didn't say anything. The Bible said it, and the Bible was written not by God. I think most historians would agree. It's not written by God.
Well, also, he said God said he was out of shape. Is that what I gather?
God said we run on submission. The women submit to us. We run on submission. That's what God said. You know what I'm saying? Let's go over that again, Chrissy. Okay. You're not understanding. It's because you're a woman. Just you sit there, shut up, and I'll do all the talking, okay?
Well, that's what we do. We run on submission.
Oh, I got to run that back a little bit more, Chrissy. You're bothering me. You're getting in my head now. Let me go back to these pictures. You see me with this tongue down this throat? That's what the women are submitting to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, submit to my fat tongue down your throat. God damn it. Look at that tongue. It's so beautiful.
Listen, I didn't say this shit. God said it, okay? She's supposed to obey and submit to you. So that's what we do. We run on submission in a positive manner.
Do I need to positively run that back again?
I was misunderstanding. I thought he was saying God said that she needed to... I don't know.
Listen, I didn't say God said it. You were born with a little few less brain cells than us men, okay? I didn't say God said it.
Okay.
Positively.
And make the rules God did. So with that being said, let's dive into it. Stack Jack while I teach you how to max. Subscribe
what?
To the video.
Stack Jack, what?
You can't keep up because you're a woman. Let the guys talk. What are you getting involved for? Stack Jack, flapping, stack, flap, flap a jack, flip it, flop it. What it, bat? Oh no.
Let's grow together, man. I'm bringing you this heat. So let's grow off it, man. So number one, three reasons why you're not getting laid while you're in shape. Why the fuck would that happen?
You're in shape?
Yeah, while you're in shape. Because, you know, just because you got a small dick and big arms doesn't mean you're going to get laid all the time. You got to get your tongue game going. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy? If she doesn't want your tongue all the way down her mouth, if she doesn't want to be eating your tongue like a big fat piece of steak, then you're not doing it right. All right, now shut up. Flip, flap, flack it, Jack. Let it go. All right, let's grow together. I said it on God.
I'm bringing the heat.
I'm bringing the heat. Let's grow together. Flapjack submission.
Sense, but I'm gonna break it down, make it make sense. You got the body you dreamed of. You finally got in shape. You got Jack, but you're still not getting results with women. What are we talking about here? Why is this happening? Let's break it the fuck.
Let's break it the fuck down. Okay.
Down A to Z. Come on, baby. So number one,
A to Z.
I thought we were going 1 to 3.
No, we're going A to Z. Number one. Okay, shut up. You don't know. God said it. I didn't say it. God said it.
Positively.
Of zero frame. This is the first time you really ever been in shape, so it's not something you...
What happened to the couch cushions? Now we're moving them around.
He did.
I didn't do it. God did it. Positively. Flip it, flap it, let it go, all right? Jesus, Chrissy, you're fucking killing me over here. Trying to talk to the guys. And all you're doing is yap, 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 yap.
Comfortable with and you feel powerful and things of that nature. So you're not leading. She doesn't feel like she's being led. So those muscles mean nothing if she's not being led. Muscles.
Where's your leash? You got to get a leash. You got to get a collar and a leash. You got to be led. You know what I'm saying? She wants to be led like a little doggy. Ruff, ruff. You know what I'm saying? God said it. I didn't say it. Fuck that. Come on, let's go.
They're an attribute, they're an add-in, but yet these girls don't care about the muscles. They come with the confidence and the things that come with the muscles. Being a true leader, decisive, picking out meals, where we're going.
Picking out meals, that's what a girl really wants. Picking out meals. You say, hey, we're going to McDonald's, all right? Double cheeseburger for you? No, I don't think so. Apples. You'll get my apples from the Happy Meal because you're fat. I don't like that.
Meanwhile, if we're going stock video or photos of... people he's describing.
I didn't do it. Chat did it. Positively. All right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Let's grow together. Let's get it together. Come on. Move those pillows again. All right. Good.
One out and not. My chick said to me, you want to go out tonight? I said, I don't think so. She said, good. Me neither. So
I got laid instantaneously. You know what I'm saying? My chick said to me, you want to go out? I said, fuck you. You know what she did? Blowjob. Instantaneously. That's how it goes. Micro penis. All right, let's get it together.
She does whatever I want to do. And you have to accept that role as the leader and take it like a man. Otherwise, it comes off fraudulent.
Is he on drugs?
Yes, of course I am.
I guess he's very alert. And then his eyes flutter.
355 cc's to GHB before I go hit it. You know what I'm talking about? I got the roid 255 of testosties. You know what I'm saying?
Testosties.
I didn't say it. God said it. He said, get as swole as you can. They get a blowjob before dinner. And if she wants to go pizza, you say, no, I want steak. That's how it goes. All right. I didn't say it. God said it. It's submitted. All right. God damn it. Flip, flap, hit it, stack it. Let's go. Let's grow together. All right.
You're not leading with frame is number one and most importantly. And if you're not doing that, you're going to lose. You're going to lose.
What is he doing?
I fell asleep for a minute there, all right? Okay? All right? Let's grow together. Come on. What are we doing? All right. I just got out of the gym. I'm tired. What can I tell you? A little heroin. Never hurt anybody.
So you're not taking the lead. You just have muscles, but you're not decisive, showing the way, leading the relationship, getting respect by other men. So most importantly, it's the frame. So you
getting respect by other men?
You're not getting your asshole tickled a little bit by other men, Chrissy? She doesn't like that. She wants to see you getting a little ball licking from other guys. That's what I'm saying, you know? You see a little ball licking, then she ball licks your balls, everybody's in on it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, hit it, had it, let's go. All right. What's going on with my pleather couch? It's making noises. I'm sleeping. My watch is too heavy. What can I tell you? I don't know.
Go on these dates. You're half-assed. You're half...
He literally nodded out half-sentence.
Yes.
I think he's on something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or he's really tired.
Pass. You're half-hazard. You looked up...
You're half-hazard. You're half-hazard. You're cream pie. You overwaddled. You underweighted. Oh, what are we on? Hey, I didn't do it. God did it. What can I say? Positivity. Let's go. Let's grow together.
Wow.
I can hear Tweedly music in the background. He just falls asleep halfway through.
Yeah, that's weird.
He really did just fall asleep halfway through a sentence. That was a little weird.
Pop, but when she speaks to you, she can feel the weakness in your voice, the nervousness. You're still asking her where she wants to go. The whole relationship is thrown off center because she feels no power in you, no fucking release of her feminine energy.
She wants to go?
That's right. So far, I've made 2 points in my A to Z. And number one, number one was tell her where to go. Number two was tell her where to go.
No.
Number three is tell her where to go. A little foreshadowing there. You don't know what that means. Shut up.
No fucking leave it at the door. He'll take care of it. None of that energy. So all that muscle means nothing. You have to own it. You have to own who you are. And it's not about money. It's about everything but money. It's about lead, control,
honor. Did you just look at the pillows?
Yeah, I'm looking at the pillows. They're jumping from one side to the other. What can I say? I didn't do it. God did it. I got ghosts in my house. Where's Teresa Caputo when you need her? That broad come over here and she figure out where the ghosts are. Look, I got dollar bill pillows.
They are. Oh my God.
He's got throw pillows that have George Washington on them.
And the other one is a $100 bill.
Oh, that's classic.
Oh.
Where did you get those? Pottery Barn?
I don't think they're selling them.
No. Kmart.
Respect, integrity. So a few dates in, you're still acting lackluster, barely wants to sleep with you, and wait until 3, 4, 5, 6 dates to even get laid for the first time. It's a massive lack of confidence in itself. So you're just dropping the ball on all avenues, man. You need to...
You're dropping the ball when you should be dropping your balls. You know what I'm saying? You got to drop a nut. First 1, 2 dates. That's you got to do. You got to tell her, hey, I don't care what you want to eat. We're going to have some pizza. We're going to flip it, flap it, let it go. I'm going to drop a little jizz on you, and then I'm going to make a video. I'm going to take a nippy nap. And when I get up, I expect this place to be clean.
Put those dollar bill pillows back.
I know it's our first date and it's a blind one of death, but I'm going to need my room clean and go upstairs, make some ragu with my mom. Chop, chop. I need some vazavavu.
Lead and lead from the front, lead strong. If you never advance with sexual nature, touch, and things of this nature, you don't flirt properly. You don't fucking put energy on her. You're soft. You're weak. You're scared to think and talk about sex.
Wow. Wow. Even I'm getting turned on by this guy. You don't fucking lead. You don't touch her.
Things of that nature.
You don't grab her breasts in the car at a stop sign. What are you doing? You don't stick your tongue directly down her throat all the way. That's what you got to do. I don't know what to Sorry, I had to take a nippy nap there. If mommy didn't put me to bed tonight, what can I tell you?
All you want.
$1,000. He is videotaping this from the basement of his mom's
house. Oh, yeah.
You don't care about sex, you get sex. So when I'm on a date with a chick, I would say, nah, nah.
Sorry, what was I? Was I talking about tits? What was I going on? I don't know. Flip it, flap it, hit that subscribe button. Let's go together. Let's grow together. All right, come on. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
This is great. All right, we'll be back. We're going to take a break. Stay tuned.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Rachel. I have a terrible cold, but Brian wanted me to pass along the message that TCB's exclusive merch drop happens Friday, August 8th through the 22nd. You can pre-order your limited edition commercial break hat, hoodie, university sweater, or t-shirts and get an exclusive TCB sticker free with every purchase. Go to shoptcbpodcast.com Friday, August 8th through the 22nd to pre-order your merch, because when the window closes, it closes for good.
So mark it on your calendars, Friday, August 8th through the 22nd. Shop TCBpodcast.com. Now I'm going to go take some DayQuil and feed Axel more pork chops. Best to you. All right, we're back with Pizza Pizzuoli, P-U-A. Here we are. All right, P-U-A, Pizza Pizzuoli. I'm here with you. Let me tell you the rest of this story before I fall back asleep. All right, I got my couch cushion set. I'm ready to go.
And what are you talking about? You know, if it goes there, it goes there. I just want to have chemistry. I'm more of the type that, you know, has sexual energy and intellectual nature. I'm not worried about none of that shit.
I got sexual energy and intellectual nature. I like to talk about your tits all the time. I know what they are. The breasticles. That's what my mommy calls them. The mammary glands. The milk comes out of them. I know. I saw National Geographic when I was a kid. What do you think? I'm intellectual all the time. So I got a problem. I'm on some medication. What can I tell you? I got my dick shank, and then it grew, and now I'm here. You got to lead with the frame. That's what you got to do. You got to tell them where to go, Chrissy. Tell them where to go. I don't know what you want me to do. God said it. I didn't say it. On submission, positively.
I'm doing things. I'm touching, talking about the workout we're going to have and things of nature. I'm always running my
I'm going to work you out. You're not going to understand. I'm going to get your glutes.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get your glutes and your boots.
I'm touching you. We're talking about working out.
That's right. I'm going to get your labia and your labia. I'm going to get it all. Don't worry about it. I'm going to lead you. I got a frame. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to lead with my frame. Here I go. Ready? Just give me a second. Got to take a little nap. I'm so tired. I've been up all day trying to make this video. I've been up since 1 p.m. trying to make this video. It's already 2:30. I'm hungry. What can I say? I got to get another protein shake.
First date, kiss, shit, you know. Listen, I could tell you really want to kiss me right now. Listen, the way you're looking at me right now, I could tell you really want to kiss me. It's going to make me real uncomfortable if you don't.
He is wasted. Something. Bro, you're wasted. I don't know what it is. Mm-mm. I don't know if it's medication that you're prescribed. You may be a narcoleptic, but your eyes are straight fading. And I've known enough and I've seen enough. I know one when I see one. That's all I got to say. Back to the video. Hurry up. I'm about to go down. That's why he's got the pillow next to him.
Right, just so he can take a nap. Boom.
Yeah. Do something about it right now. Plus, it's going to worry me about our future and if you're going to take action on anything we need to do, baby. So lines like this, but instead, you're telling about your work, your travel, your dog, and nothing in relation of sexual energy, bringing tension, exciting this girl's life so that she never wants to go anywhere.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
I'm surprised this channel doesn't have a million followers yet. Really. You're talking about your dog. You're talking about lunch. You're talking about whatever. I'm talking about my dick and your vagina. What are we talking about? I'm going to work you out, and then I'm going to work you up, and then I'm going to take a little nappy, and then mommy's going to make me her famous ragu, and we're going to have some bread and fasafu. You're going to go home. I got to go down to my bed. It's a single. What do you want me to do? I'm still living in my mom's basement. You mad at that? Don't be mad at that. It's not me. It's God. God told me. God said, live with my parents for the rest of my life. What can I tell you? I don't like you. You like me? Okay, let's go. I'm going to make a video real quick. I'll talk to you later. I got to go work out.
Where ever again outside on a date with you. And then you go 3, 4, 5, 6 dates in, barely having sex. Even after you've had sex, you don't keep a girl in retainer because your sex is weak. You got to do it anywhere and everywhere. In a car, in a spot, in a bathroom. As soon as she walks in the door...
She walks in the door, boom.
In the spot. Where? The restaurant? In the spot. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I love, love, love guys like this.
Oh, yeah.
I've had so many friends with this exact same accent, and I love them. I had a guy that I worked with. His name was Corey. I loved Corey. Corey introduced me to David Mamet, the famous playwright, his books. And I just fell in love with David Mamet and his books. And Corey knew how to recite these. But he had this exact same accent, this exact same build. He lived with his mom. I mean, the whole nine yards, right? And I loved him. Highly intelligent, really sweet guy, very creative. But these guys are so fucking funny. Only they have the spot. But the spot really means it could be anywhere. It could be the restaurant, the place where we meet.
Well, bathroom, bed, you gotta hit him at the
spot.
The
yeah, hit him at the spot. Hit him at the spot.
Throw over the counter, kinky shit, no hedges, fucking bro. And we'll talk about that whack pussy and shit later.
What? Let's talk about that whack pussy and shit. No head. I don't want no head.
Oh my God.
I want to stick my tongue down your throat. You seen the picture? Let me show you the picture. That's how I like it.
Yeah, man. Fuck. Anywhere, every time.
I like how that was edited.
I know.
I like how he had to cut three fucks into an edit. Was I saying? Fuck. Fuck, I'll edit together later.
Mess her hair up. Masculine, but in control. And this level, but not needing it like a cornball, but it should be nasty, bro. And this should...
This is amazing.
This guy. Mm. Oh, man. And here's the thing. There are plenty of suitors out there for him that are getting turned on by every word he's saying. They just love it. They love this shit. They think it's great that he's going to throw him against the counter and make it messy and do it in the spot.
Never end. You should never live together so it always stays like this. My whole script and playbook is going to change the game on how to keep a girl forever.
He's going
to
change the game on how to keep a girl. That's right. You never live with them. Never. Always with mommy, never with them. Mommy makes your bed, your girlfriend doesn't. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy? I didn't make up the rules. God made up the rules. It says in Corinthians or some shit like that, it says make your bed. Don't make your bed. Mommy make your bed, not your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Don't live with them, ever. Don't do that. That's a recipe for the whole relationship to go downhill. You can fuck them in your mom's house, fuck them in the spot, fuck them in the bathroom, fuck them in the portaloo. I don't care. Get them wherever you get them. Throw them over the counter, throw them over the dog bed, throw them over the balcony. Throw them over the balcony. Make sure you pick them up, bring them back inside, clean them up a little bit, fuck them again. That's how I do it.
Even in a marriage frame, we'll have the party, not the paper sign. But it's going to keep it like nobody's business ever. I'm going to be the best ever to create this shit. You okay? You understand me?
What is wrong with his eyes?
He's fading out. That looks like he's fading out. That looks like an opiate or diazepam reaction to being over-medicated, like he's on pain med. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
There's something.
I've seen people in this state. We've all, not all of us, but some of us have had surgery where they give you high doses of medication. You do what's called fading out. You're mid-sentence, and then you feel an overwhelming urge to close your eyes. But you're not really closing them. They're actually rolling in the back of your head, and that's what's going on with this guy.
So it's nasty with it. No games, okay? But you need...
Okay. He said, okay.
To control everything A to Z, switching the places, toys in there, you know, things she's never done before. Not in a weird way, but, you know, just using it on one spot where you're hitting it in the other spot.
Not in a weird way.
You got to bring in a chimpanzee, maybe a couple zebras, a small car, but not in a weird way. You got to keep it. Not in a weird way. You don't want to scare her off. But you put one toy in her mouth, one toy in her ass, get a zebra to hit her tits. You know what I'm saying? Not in a weird way. Don't make it weird, Chrissy. It's not weird. God said it. It's in the submission. Flap it, flip it. Let's go. Let's go together. Let's grow together. Come on. I'm doing
this for you.
What
happened to one, and two, 3 points?
I don't know. I fell asleep a little while ago. I forgot all about it.
And things she's never done before, sexing it up, you know, in there and in the beginning before it gets there, advancing it to there in a masculine, strong way while being respectful.
Wow. He is a mouthful of words without any thoughts. These are literally words strung together.
Nature, you guys are just weak, and then you get into it and you don't want to worry about it too much. And well, sex is a huge advancement in a relationship, and you need to take it seriously. And it's a big part in getting laid to begin with and how to come off slow.
Sex is a big part
of getting laid. I agree. He said something that made sense there. If you're looking to get laid, sex is going to be a big part of it.
It's a big part of it.
Take Brian's word for it. I'm no, you know, what is his name?
Casanova?
Bergino de Bergiac or whatever his name is. But I'll tell you right now, if you're looking to get laid, sex is probably what you want to do.
Oh, control, acting like you don't care about it. Yeah, just come in for this glass of wine when you leave dinner. You know, you can leave in 10 minutes. You know, I got to go to bed tired anyway. Good. You know, leave your shoes on. Don't take them off. Boom, because we're going to be chilling anyway. And then before you know it, fuck, boom, 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 boom. You fuck.
Oh.
Nah, don't put your purse down. I'm going to fuck you right there. Leave the
the
groceries in your hand. Don't worry about the eggs. I'm going to fuck you real quick. Don't take your shoes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Mom gets mad when you bring shoes in the house. Just boom, boom, boom. See you later. All right, leave the wine. Don't forget the eggs. I need the eggs. I got to make an omelet before I take a nappy.
Everywhere. And then number three, you don't live like a savage. In the beginning, dating phrase, and in the beginning, she can see the weakness. You work your corporate job. You do it.
Corporate job.
You do, but you don't take any risks. Where's the mentorship you joined? Where's the life that you're leading that you're going to bring on to? Where's
the mentorship you joined? What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Last a country you traveled to? When's the last time you took a business risk? When was the last time you got in a boxing ring and punched somebody in the mouth?
Whoa! When's the last time you got business with? When's the last time you got a boxer and punched somebody in the mouth?
I beat up by someone twice your size. When are you going to show fearless nature? Like, you don't give a fuck. You talk about being stressed. You're going to down her life, not excite her life. You need to live like a savage. If they're not trying to kill me, put a gun to my head or put me in a jail cell, I ain't worried about it. Anyone, anytime, anywhere. We're not going to get this apartment.
Oh, wow. Why did we take that there? What happened?
Cool. We're not going to get this job. Cool. They're going to take my fucking place. Cool. They're going to fire me. Cool. You need to live.
Wow.
They're going to foreclose on my house.
They're
going to
foreclose on my house. Cool. They're going to shoot me in the balls. Cool. I don't need that dick anyway. Fuck you. I didn't say it. God said it. Let's go together. Let's grow together.
It's like a savage, fearless, and that rubs off on her and makes her just want to spread her legs and give herself to you because you've taken control of yourself and have massive discipline. This is it. Subscribe to the video. This is the type that we're living. Masculine frame, enticing and exciting sex was number two on the way up. And number one, but last but not least, the frame of the relationship, and especially those first few dates, has to be so on point because everyone's in that action. You need to control that, guys. Stack Jack, while I teach you how to Mac, comment on the video, subscribe to the channel so we could grow together, man. Click the link in the description for my email newsletter. Get free emails every day. Go to my Instagram, and I'll hit you with some nasty new fucking content you've never seen before. But let's grow together. Support me, supporting you, and let's do this thing, baby.
Oh, wow. So much to digest.
I mean,
I wouldn't even know where to start. But I have a feeling we have a brand new YouTube channel that we are going to be all over. Like,
thank you to whoever that just sent us that.
Stack Jack, let it rap. Let's go. Let's go together. I'll teach you how to Mac. I'm going to do it. I'm going to hit you with some nasty shit you ain't ever seen before. Like that picture of me with the tongue down my girl's throat. Oh, wow. Guys like this, I wonder how much exactly they're actually getting laid.
Yo.
Because any of that advice, I mean, I know that there are girls out there that are all into this.
Yeah, but.
But Snooki is taken.
Yeah, exactly.
Snooki is spoken for. So all the people from Jersey Shore have boyfriends. Yeah. So, wow. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for sending that in. That was a good one. Yeah. And I will be following up on that. Because hopefully there's just a gold mine of many videos we can watch. Yeah. I took a quick look at his YouTube channel this morning, and he had 74 followers. So, but I have a feeling he's going to blow up.
Yeah.
He's going to blow up. This content ain't going to stay a secret for very long. There's guys and girls like us all over the world looking for the next podcast hit sensation. And we just found it, I think.
Uh-huh.
All right. Wow. Yeah, wow.
I'm still trying to, my head's still reeling.
I'm still wondering why he was falling asleep.
And why the pillows?
Why the pillows? I don't get it. Just take the pillows out. It would have looked so much better. Stand up or something. Give it a little bit of energy, but I'm not sure he could stand up.
No.
Looks like he was falling asleep. Yeah, he was going to hurt himself, fall over. Whatever you're on, bro, take a little bit less of it next time. A little bit less of it. All right, 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas like that. We would love it. We'll take it. We'll run with it if we like it. We'll stack Jack and flip it up while we whack it at. I don't know. We'll do something. I didn't say it. God said it. God said it.
Yeah.
So hit us up. Also, if you'd like to see a live taping of the commercial break, one of two ways. If you're in the Atlanta area, let us know via the text message. Or let us know you want to watch us on Twitch and Kick, and we'll send you a link when we do so. At the commercial break on Instagram, tcbpodcast.com is the website, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for all of the episodes on video when they air here on the audio. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best
to you out there in the podcast universe. Flip it, flap it. Let's grow together. Let's go together. Bye.
I get out.